NXY.
David, KO4HK.
Patrick, you going to make your son for breakfast?
I'm waiting on Gary to get here. We're going to go down to Shelby.
I hope y'all have a good time. That ought to be a good outing this morning. They ought to be up and running, and you know, come daybreak, you might find some good deals out there in the boneyard, and just ain't no telling.
Looks like it's going to be a nice day for it.
The knee doing?
Days like it starts to hurt, but other than that, it's doing great.
Well, I know what you mean. The doctor just turned me loose day before yesterday, and I've been kind of running wide open, but they put in my hip has made a tremendous difference in my pain level. I mean, I'm back to feeling like about when I was 45. Fantastic.
That's great to hear, that for sure.
The good Lord has blessed me tremendously in so many different ways, and kind of getting my health under control. I mean, we found last year we found a potential severe blockage, in my neck that would have caused a stroke. We got that took care of, and had some cysts took out of my lower back trying to make some improvement. That didn't really help much, but this thing that I just had done, it's really made a difference.
I mean, that's awesome to hear. That's just like my knee. Yeah, it hurts a little bit, but it hurts way less than what it did.
Where I'm coming from, you exactly know where I'm coming from. You know, they always say, were asking me, what's your pain level? I'll say, what's a 9, 10? You know, on a scale of 0 to 10, sometimes it was a 12. Right now, it's about a 1.5, and hey, man, I can live with that.
After dealing with the other for so long, this is nothing.
With your business and everything, I'm sure you're in pain on a daily basis. And I told the wife yesterday when we got home from whatever we were doing that, you just have no idea what it's like to finally not be in pain constantly all day long.
For sure. Sorry, I was trying to get ready for things. I was moving a few things around there, David. But it is definitely sure that unless you've been there, you don't understand it.
You taking a few things to sell?
Definitely going to, but not now. I'm just going to enjoy the day. I was going to spend the weekend down there with some friends, and but where I'm just going down for the day, I'm just going to enjoy it. Worry about getting rid of the other stuff later on.
You know what you mean? I got a Kenwood here, got a little history to it. It's a good old radio and everything, but I'm not going to use it. I could probably get about $350 out of the thing, but it ain't a tube radio. Sucker's heavy enough. I don't want to lug it to a ham fest and sit there with it all day.
Well, mine is, I've been dealing with my grandfather, and I just haven't put the time in to get nothing ready, and wasn't going to worry about it.
You'll hear a time or two going to see about him. How's he doing?
Okay, we're trying to figure out a way to bring him home so he can be a little more comfortable and a little more peaceful when time happens.
I'm sorry it's gotten to that point, but yeah, I know what you mean. With my mom and my wife's dad, you wind up looking for a good kind of hospice-type provider and just, kind of wait until, like you said, wait till it happens.
I mean, that's really, what else can you do? Try to make them as comfortable as possible and enjoy what little time you got left.
Yeah, I did that with my mom. I mean, I slowly lost her to dementia, but hey, she was still mama, so, you know. Anyway, I'll let you finish getting ready. I told Gary I said hello. I checked in with him on the net the other night, so y'all have a great day at the Ham Fest, and it's going to be a beautiful day. I'm not sure. I'm going to try and finish up the she shed for Marie. Kind of got put on hold for a while. Got to put up a couple more walls and make it look ladylike on the inside of that thing. So y'all have a great day, and KF4NXY, I'll be clear on your final.
To you this morning, and glad you're doing so much better. And enjoy that time with the she shed. KO4HK, I'll be clear. 7-3.
7-3, David. Have a good day. KN4TFW.
Thanks, man. I'll be right back.
Copy that.
Good morning, Patrick. Good morning, Ken. This is KI4DOS Mobile. Patrick, if you can still by the radio where you can hear me, I'm getting off here on 176 up here in Hendersonville. I'll be on over there in just about 30 minutes or so.
I'll be back in just a minute. I'm step away from radio for a minute. We're HKX.
This morning.
Sir Kent, I hope you're having a good Friday.
Good over here, headed to Raleigh in the morning.
Susan's family.
Long weekend and we'll just head up that way. Got to take a couple of pieces of furniture that we picked up, 6 weeks ago from our aunt.
Driving the truck this time.
We'll be taking the truck up there.
I hope y'all have a good trip and enjoy the weekend. Looks like it might be a pretty good weekend weather-wise.
Calling for any rain up there.
Any in Shelby until Sunday, so probably not going to be any out that way either.
They're doing this morning. It was kind of acting up a little bit during the week.
Right now, sounds like you normally do. That's a normal click and pop that from the driving around.
Appreciate it.
See us out there this morning.
Eric was working from home today, and then he's taking PTO next week. His sister-in-law is in hospice, so he's dealing with that. Andrew's probably driving the truck or the car, so he doesn't have a radio yet.
Well, when you talk to Eric, let him know we'll be praying for him.
I think he's going to be up there, and he lives in Shelby, so he should be there at the thing. He made out like he was going to go over there.
See if I can't catch up with him. I don't think I've ever met him face to face.
One time, just for a couple of minutes, when we swapped the radio, that he was looking at for me.
Like I said, I've never met him face to face, so he'll sneak by me if I ain't careful. Andrew, KO4HKX here.
Good morning, Andrew, KN4TFW.
Coming and happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day, too.
Yep, happy Friday. I'm glad you're not going any more south than you are, because it's a disaster down there in Greenville.
The last time I had to go around, I really had to weave my way through the back roads. It took me a good 10, 15 minutes longer than normal. It was not fun at all.
Crash, bang them up out there on 85 again.
Down there about at the 385 interchange, got it all backed up.
Something.
That way, doesn't it?
You can go the back roads, and those get just as backed up as well. Because usually when I go the back way, I go through Duncan. which is right there at 29 and Highway 292, and man, that intersection's gotten horrible now, even after they've redone it.
They'll come in and fix it. They'll put a roundabout in.
Surprise me.
Make Bavard up here the roundabout capital.
It's amazing when they got a roundabout, and it's the roundabout is two lanes.
Like Heron Circle, you get on that inside lane, though, man.
For sure.
Hey, you guys doubled.
Go ahead, Patrick.
Double lane roundabouts, they're entertaining to watch.
Down at Heron Circle down here, and you see somebody get on that middle lane, and that's just bad news.
It's got, seems like six or eight exits off of it.
Ones up here in Bavard, they're making our double lane. Their single lane entry, or double lane entry, and it's all messed up. Once they get them done, you just have to come up and experience the roller coaster.
And never see them, and now they're just putting them up everywhere.
I was talking to somebody not too long ago. I don't remember when it was, but we were talking about the roundabouts, and they said, yeah, they lessened the severity of the accidents. I said, yeah, but I said they caused three times as many.
Kid living up north, some of the intersections, if you wanted to make a left, you had to go through the light and around the thing, around a, you know, a little roundabout to get back onto the other road.
U-turns has always been an issue, or trying to cut across traffic. Go past where I'm at, use a light, and then come back around.
On 64 this weekend above Asheboro. A lot of the side streets out there, you know, that come out onto a four lane, you get, if you wanted to take a left or even go straight across, you have to take a right, go down a quarter mile and do a U-turn and come back.
I don't know what the answer is to get anybody to do it safely. I don't think there is any one answer. It's definitely interesting to watch all this go on.
The more roundabouts they put in, the more practice people are going to get. Maybe they'll get better at it, but I don't know. People can't half drive nowadays.
Funny is when somebody gets out there and starts playing Fast and the Furious and starts making them into drifting circles.
Try it.
A long time, so I don't think I want to try it. Used to be able to do it, but not anymore. What you got planned for the long weekend, KO4HK?
100% yes. Weston started hacking and coughing and everything else, so who knows. I was hoping to go up to the ham fest, so we'll see if that's still on the books.
You'll get to go with just you and the boys.
Was there another contact out there telling you that? KO4CM.
I heard it. I think it's just that interference has been happening for quite some time now.
Right. So I figured it's either that or the other repeater. It's kind of on the similar frequency. Get up to the ham fest.
I'm Gary to get here now. You ought to be here shortly.
Y'all going up today or camping out the night?
Today. We originally planned on camping, but my grandfather's been in the hospital, and I don't want to be away from home that long with everything going on, so we're just going up for the day.
So, I tell you what, I saw those pictures this guy was posted of his camping spots and the canopies. I'm like, man, I wish I was camping.
I was looking forward to it this year, but like I said, things just happen, and that's okay. I'm going to take care of my grandfather because that's what he's done for me.
And there'll be plenty of time for camping.
Plenty of time for that. And It looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend to do it. I think the high out there in Shelby today is like 82 is what I was looking at, and sunny. So, it'll be a nice day.
Last weekend for it, I mean, go do anything. We're trying to plan a Boy Scout trip to Dreer Island, so I got to remind the wife to try to make our reservations today so we can go from there. And I've heard good things about that place. Hopefully the weather will be good.
Don't know anything about it, so you'll have to tell me when you get back.
It's about it. They went several years ago. I didn't go. And they wanted to go tubing. I'm like, y'all, it's weather's getting too cool. I said, we're up against tubing season ends. I said, that's just not going to happen. So I kind of backed up punting and decided to try out Dreer Island with them. That way they can go geocaching if they want, because there's a bunch of those up there and or down there. And then they obviously they go fishing. So, I mean, I think it'll be a decent trip.
Over there on Wednesday.
Colin
Kent. Now Leon is.
No, he's up there camping at Shelby. I was going camping with him, but like I said, had to change plans.
Yeah. This is David. I grew up down there in Lexington. If you're down there around Lake Murray, Jake's Landing would be a great place to. You know, if you need some supplies or need to get some gas for a boat or, you know, anything like that. And I've heard there's a couple of new restaurants around there. I couldn't tell you much about them. When I lived down there, pretty much Jake's Landing was about it. I lived on the landing and, you know, it was a really good place. But other than that, if you're going to tell them Boy Scouts some ghost stories, it was one about the red eyes of Lexington. All the kids down there do that legend. And you know, it's always been a neat area. I'm even toying with the idea of trying to get me an old mobile home down there at Jake's Landing if I can. But, you know, who knows? But anyway, I can't tell you much about Dreer Island either. I've never been out to it, so that I don't know. But y'all have a good trip. I think you'll enjoy it. And I'll pass it back to the rest of the guys. KF4NXY.
Look it up and see if I can scare the boys with that one. See if I can get some more information. Well, y'all, I'm going to lose a repeater. I'm going behind the plant right now in the parking lot. So y'all have a good one, 73KO4CF, and I'll be clearing you fine.
Have a great, great time.
Andrew, KO4HK.
73, Andrew. Have an awesome long weekend, and we'll catch you later. KN4TFW.
I'm going to jump out of here. You be careful on into work, and good to talk to you, and y'all have a safe trip up there this weekend. And tell Miss Susan. Elise and I said hello. KO4HK, and I'll be clear. 73.
Now, 73, you and Gary have a safe trip up there to Shelby and enjoy yourselves. And we'll catch you guys later. KN4TFW.
Are you getting off a little early today?
Off at regular time, 4 o'clock. Mama has to work till 4 anyway, so. But we'll just get up early and go up there in the morning.
Be careful and have a great time on your trip. And when you get back, you can fill this old Lexington boy in on what Dreer Island is like. I can kind of tell you anything about it. I rode around that lake a lot and never did get on Dreer Island. So. But yeah, I think y'all have a great time. Anyway, I'm going to get back to my second cup of coffee. And when the sun comes up, I'm going to get busy with stuff around here. Have a great day. KF4NXY.
Yeah, 73, David. Yeah, that's Andrew's headed down to Dreer Island. I'm headed up to Raleigh, see my in-laws.
And this old man gets confused easily. Okay, well, y'all have a good visit with the in-laws, then, and I'll talk to you later. KF4NXY.
For the day.